Kadampas contemplate Dharma all the time. It's the Kadampa way of life. We're never not. This is a perfect Kadampa. We're never not thinking about Dharma, whatever our body is doing. We're trying to contemplate Dharma all the time. So then a question's coming. How do you contemplate Dharma? For example, let's say you're walking down to the bay, or you're eating your lunch, let's say, or having a shower. How do you contemplate Dharma? Through having memorized it. Because let's say you're in the shower and you're thinking, I'm going to contemplate that sentence about contemplation. Then you have to jump out, have a look at, I don't know, your phone, your iPad, Geshe-la says small computer, maybe even, you know, run back into your room, have a quick look at the book, run back out into the bathroom. Like, that's not going to work. Or you're on your way down to the beach. That's an easier one because you think, I'm going to contemplate that teaching on contemplation. And you take out your phone and you look. So Geshe-la tells us, I think you know what's coming next. Geshe-la tells us, he says, how do we train in contemplation? According to the mirror of Dharma, we should first train in the instructions presented in the introduction of this book. So it's called the first chapter. So to begin our training in contemplation, according to the mirror of Dharma, we should first train in the instructions presented in the introduction of this book. I would like to suggest, so that's Geshe-la's kindness, it's very open. I would like to suggest that we memorize these, he says, all these instructions. So this means the first chapter. And we're going to do the first chapter over the next few weeks to give us a chance so that we can all take these instructions into our memory so that we can contemplate them, whatever we're doing. Because, Geshe-la says, all the rest will come in dependence upon contemplating the meaning of the first chapter. So I think it's so important that we don't rush this part. So Geshe-la says, I would like to suggest that we memorize all the instructions presented in the first chapter. Then we should repeat the instructions mentally. So we need to, I know everybody here knows how to do this. This is just encouragement. So with the things that we do know of by heart, we are able to repeat them mentally. It's almost like the instruction is coming from, it's coming from within, from inside our own mind. We're encouraging ourselves. We're contemplating Dharma with nothing. There's nothing. There's no book. There's no phone. There's just our mind with our Guru's presence and blessings, contemplating the Dharma that we've put into our heart. We should then repeat the instructions mentally, not verbally. So we don't repeat the instructions verbally. This is very strange. Like if you're walking down to the beach and there's lots of people walking their dogs and there's children and etc. And we're like mumbling away to ourselves. This, like, you know, we're not repeating verbally. We're repeating mentally. repeating mentally. Contemplation is repeating mentally from our heart, while continually concentrating again and again on their meaning. This is very beautiful. This is the instruction we need to learn. We need to contemplate mentally repeating again and again, mentally, not verbally, and concentrating on the meaning. So if we do this, it'll touch our heart. And I would say, this is how to change. It touches our heart, our mind moves, and then later we engage in placement meditation, for example, on the basis of the movement that's occurred in our mind. On this basis, when we contemplate the instructions presented in the remaining chapters, so there's chapter one, the introduction, and then all the remaining chapters. So Geshe-la says, when we contemplate the instructions presented in the remaining chapters, on the basis of having followed this instruction with the first chapter, the introduction, Geshe-la says, our understanding and experience, our understanding and experience of the meaning of these chapters will become clearer and stronger, so that the entire meaning of the Mirror of Dharma instructions touches our heart. So this is priceless advice. We need to follow this advice. It's advice to each one of us that sincerely wants to practice the oral instruction that is Mirror of Dharma. Geshe-la's telling us very clearly what we need to do. So then each one of us that wants to sincerely practice, we take this instruction to heart. And we think, I need to know what's in the first chapter. I need to be able to mentally repeat it over and over, concentrating on the meaning. On that basis, our understanding and experience of all the remaining instructions will become stronger and clearer. And all the following instructions will touch our heart.